This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Why is timing and risk tolerance so important in all investments? And think about investments, not just money. Going to school is an investment. Getting married is an investment. These are investments. And you need to know your timing and risk tolerance. And the risk side of it's important because it's okay to be disappointed in your investment. You get divorced, or the business goes out of business, or you didn't win the lottery. That's okay. And it's okay to be disappointed. As long as it all aligned with your timing and risk tolerance, two things will not occur that are the most damaging things. One is resentment. Two is guilt. So if you don't have timing and risk tolerance, you're fighting resentment and guilt all the time. I should have did this. What if I did this? I should have sold it this. I would have bought it this. I should have never married that. Blah. None of that happens. You could be disappointed that you didn't win the lottery, but if you knew it's a one in a billion chance to win $500 million on a Saturday at 8 o'clock, you're going to find out, and it costs $2 is your risk. When you lose your $2, you're disappointed, but you're not resentful and guilty that you screwed up some way. You didn't screw up, as long as you knew your timing and risk tolerance. It's when you don't know your timing and risk tolerance that you get caught, you're up $10 million in crypto, and you got 10,000 to one return on your 10 million, but if you would have held it for another month, it would have been 20 million. Now, you made money, but I coach people like this. They're guilty and resentful. Some get suicidal, by the way. I have a friend, $12 million he made and was suicidal because if he would have held on, it would have been like $120 million. But this is what happens if you don't know your timing and risk tolerance. So, you know, make sure every day, and you can readjust your timing and risk tolerance. Why? Because time, emotion, and value changes immediately when you come up with your timing and risk tolerance. That's why I put everything decision-making into a day-to-day context, because I know all of us share 24 hours a day. You can't get that back. And we're guaranteed it every single day, except for the last day of your life, you're going to be cheated. Unless, miraculously, you die right at midnight. Statistically, I don't know what it actually is statistically, but it's pretty rare. So you're going to at least be cheated seconds, minutes, or hours. But I'm very good at keeping things with day to day, learning from the past, the infinite past. So I study all kinds of history. I study my own yesterday's mistakes, failures, setbacks, defining moments, shortages, voids, obstacles. And then I see where I'm limiting myself or not aligned with my future that I want for me or better. And then I take into context what circumstances exist today by being a student of my calendar, using the 5 daily, all these things, you know, flat tires, late flights, whatever else occurs. And then I go ahead and perform every day, 7 hours of sleep religiously, 3 hours of non-negotiables, and then variant behavior. So basically, I get to do whatever I want 14 hours of my awake time, 17 hours. 3 hours of my awake time, I don't get to do everything I want to do. But I know that's where my success comes from. So I consistently try to learn to love what I do every day.